It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Jamie Warren. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Cal. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, the sun is still out.
Yeah.
We're in fall. There's no snow. I'll just leave it at that. my toque is still in the closet.
And your Tim Hortons in hand, right?
Oh, you got it. Never without. Exactly.
Have they ever came to you up, offered you some sort of deal yet or something?
Well,
or what?
I that was sort of funny because they gave Bieber some kind of
exactly.
TV commercial, whatever. That really, you know, that kind of annoyed me, but bless his heart. I mean, he lives, you know, he's actually back. He's got a house down our way and he's from Stratford, right?
Right. Yeah.
Just next door, kitty corner to Kitchener where I live. And, anyway, he's Justin Bieber. Good for him.
That's right.
I was hoping for like some kind of sponsorship or Jesse T and I could at least take their bus across the country.
That's right.
They've got a bus. we could, I don't know, we could do something for them.
Exactly.
You know, play in different places, socially distanced.
Yeah, yeah.
And promote coffee.
See, that's the thing about COVID-19. Everybody's kind of evolving and doing different things. How are you doing through all this?
Well, good. I mean, I think that it's one of those things where you kind of adapt. And I was looking forward. Now, the interesting thing is it wasn't going to be a busy summer for me. Particularly, it was next summer. We've got the new record coming out in about a month, and that's what. And I don't suspect that's going to happen, but we can talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really going to be a busy summer, and so I golfed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do that anyway.
Yeah,
but it's just where I was going with that is I've been doing writing, and we're finishing up this current record, The Secret to Life, and so I've been doing that. But it's one of those things where just. I've spent a lot of time outside.
Yeah.
As I think a lot of people have, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a renovator, but a lot of people have been, you know, because they've been stuck at home. And so I like it outside. And now we're shifting into the fall and we're back inside, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But
yeah,
you also got married this year too. That was a big deal.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got married, I think almost a month ago.
Yeah.
September 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And it was COVID related, speaking of which, because we were supposed to get married May 1st,
mm-hmm.
and we were getting married in Kitchener, and we were having the deal, right? Like we were having a big, about 200 people, and we invited everybody to the wedding because we were actually having a fundraiser that particular night, because me and my band were going to play at it and stuff like that. And anyway, so that had to be canceled, and we... got married at a place called the Four Winds Barn, which this will give you a segue to the video, which is focused on there. And I've done shows for them in this place, a small town called Brussels. And it's a really cool venue. And Ange always wanted to get married there. She fell in love with that place when she's been there in the past. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had to do a connection with that venue. And because of COVID, a lot of their weddings had been canceled because they had like a year and a half wait to get mm-hmm. married there. And so anyway, as long as we could be under 50 people, we could get married there. And so that's what we did. And it was just family,
yeah.
With maybe one or two musical friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it. And she really enjoyed the day. And I was really happy for her. I did too.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it's always important that the bride's happy.
Yeah.
And it was a really sweet event. And there's the segue into the new video for Basement of a Church, because it is our wedding that's the backdrop of the video itself. And my daughter, who was there with my first grandchild, her son Zen,
mm-hmm.
And that's part of the baptism in the tapestry of the song as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the video is a very family event for me.
Nice, nice. And this song is really cool. I mean, it's a really cool tune to listen to. It's a great story. Tell us about that a little more specifically.
Well, the funny thing, it was a guy's idea because it was about my stomach. Growing up in a small town, I love the meal that goes with an event in the basement of a church. And I'm talking about sandwiches. And so what it is the lyric in the song is sandwiches cut in four.
Mm-hmm.
So they cut the sandwiches in four, often triangular, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, this was killer, even they cut off the crusts. That was a super win. And so you could have a full sandwich, but it would be four pieces, right? You could have a tuna. That, here's my choice, was tuna, egg salad, ham, and roast beef.
Yeah.
And I've never forgotten that. And so that's where the song started, in the basement of a church and that meal. And then the connection when I wrote it with Carrie is my thought was we need a wedding and a baptism. And then the dramatic moment would be the bridge, which is a funeral. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly where that the song originated, with that meal. And then, of course, the small town connection. Mm-hmm. And life begins and ends in the basement of a church, which is a lyric from the song.
Yeah, I never would have thought it started with food. But the radio guys and musicians, I guess, think about food all the time. So,
well, and my favorite thing, too, is butter tart. And now what was not in there, and this is another one of my favorite foods, is deviled eggs.
Right.
But deviled eggs do not sing well. but yeah, I mean, see, I'm getting excited already thinking of that meal. I'm a small town kid. You know, give me those sandwiches with deviled eggs and a butter tart. Whoa, I'm good to go.
That's right. Perfect. So are you still jumping online and stuff and doing some things? Are you? Or? How's that going?
Yeah, we've done a bunch of when COVID first hit, I really felt that there was a missing link for the audience in terms of, and so I did 2 months of every Friday night, and then I scaled that back to every second Friday, and now I've sort of backed away a bit, and we're looking at re-emerging in the new year, and bringing back Stories and Songs, which is a touring show that I've done for, geez, I don't know, 15 years. And that's just an acoustic presentation. Three artists with a couple backing musicians. It's an acoustic presentation, and we can socially distance that. I've got a cool venue already in line, and we figured out a way to do multi-cameras through Facebook, which technically is a tricky thing. Mm-hmm. And we figured out the sound to go through that process too. So look for that in January. Mm-hmm. And my goal is to do sort of 4 months in a row. And we'll change up the lineup each month, and it would be a virtual thing again, and with no audience necessarily. We might have a few people in the venue, but just again being careful, making sure that the artists are socially distanced on stage, but also having a fun show, and probably even making it interactive, where. You know, through an online process, you can ask a question. Like, we'll take a couple of questions during the 90-minute show. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be all right. Bring back music, at least in some form, right?
Well, and that's, yeah. And what I was happy for my friends, like, there was a lot of, some of the clubs had shifted outside. And I'm sure everybody's experienced that across the country, where you could go out and have a meal on a patio and watch somebody perform live, and that was nice. Mm-hmm. And of course, everybody from Brett Kissel with his drive-in shows, Dean Brody, good on them. I think that's awesome, and I think that we're just about to hit a time where we're going to be sequestered and closed in a little bit for the next few months, I suspect. The second wave, right? I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But as we evolve back out again, where we can get outside in springtime, late spring, into the summer, I think we're going to see some shows again.
Yeah.
And I look forward for the audience for that.
Yeah.
And not to mention, sometimes it hasn't hit me yet, but it probably will soon, is that I'm, when you start going a little stir crazy, because it's, you can only not perform for so long without an audience. Even doing the virtual shows are wonderful, but that that interconnection, the response you get from a live audience is something that artists enjoy as well as the audiences.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get back at it as soon as we can. That'd be great.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, so how do we get a hold of you on social media then, Jamie? What's the best way?
You can find me, jamiewarren.com. Yep. All my connections are there on the website. Through, all my social media connections. You can find me that way. That's the easiest way.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome, man. Well, thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on. And say hi to Ange. And we'll talk again.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, man. Take care.
Jamie Warren on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.